Imagine a world where every brilliant innovation reached its full potential, where every promising startup became the next Apple, every educational program transformed lives nationwide, every social initiative solved the problems it targeted. Now wake up to reality. For every Netflix that revolutionizes an industry, countless brilliant concepts fizzle when attempting to grow. This phenomenon, what economist John List calls the voltage effect, explains why scaling breaks most ideas, regardless of their initial promise. Having advised the White House, Uber, Lyft, and numerous Fortune 500 companies, List has discovered that scaling isn't random or inevitable. It follows predictable patterns. Some ideas appear successful in small tests, but contain fatal flaws that only emerge at scale. Others work brilliantly in controlled environments, but collapse under real-world complexity. The most heartbreaking are those that genuinely work, but crumble under implementation challenges or runaway costs. The stakes couldn't be higher. From climate change to educational inequality, our most pressing problems require solutions that work at scale. Yet most organizations approach scaling with dangerous naivety, assuming what works small will naturally work large, a fundamental misunderstanding that wastes billions while truly scalable ideas languish unrecognized. DARE, the anti-drug program that reached 75% of American schools and 52 countries, exemplifies the false positive problem. Despite promising early studies, later research showed it had no effect on teen drug use and occasionally increased it. False positives, mistaking correlation for causation, plague industries from manufacturing to medicine, causing particular damage when organizations scale ineffective ideas. These errors arise from small sample flukes, confirmation bias, and the bandwagon effect, where influential endorsements spread unproven concepts. The remedy is thorough replication testing before scaling. This applies broadly, from personal decisions to medical diagnoses. More troubling are deliberate deceptions, like Theranos raising $700 million for non-existent technology by exploiting our desire for simple solutions to complex problems. Before scaling, ask, has independent verification occurred? Am I seeing what I want to see? What if I'm wrong? When I joined Lyft, CEO Logan Green proposed a Costco-inspired membership program. While the focus on differentiation was sound, I questioned whether subscriptions suited ride-sharing's dynamics. Successful membership programs need more Joe-goods, customers who increase purchases with discounts, than no-goods, those who simply pay less. Testing 6 pricing structures with 1.2 million users revealed no-goods were nearly 3 times more common. Despite analysis suggesting a 7.5% discount at $19.99 monthly, Lyft launched Lyft Pink with 15% off plus perks. This highlights a crucial scaling principle. Products resonate differently across cultures, geographies, and socioeconomic groups. Like comedians adapting material to their audience, businesses must identify whom their idea serves. The Nurse Family Partnership exemplifies avoiding selection bias by testing their maternal support program across 3 diverse cities, ensuring replicable results at scale. Similarly, GoPuff expanded from college delivery to broader demographics by adding pharmacy items and baby supplies. Remember, effective scaling requires understanding and adapting to each audience segment's needs. When scaling, determine whether success depends on unique human talent, the chef, or replicable elements, the ingredients. Jamie Oliver's restaurant chain initially succeeded by scaling celebrity cuisine through simple, reproducible recipes and fresh ingredients. However, his empire's collapse revealed overlooked essentials. His managing director's expertise in franchise selection and culture maintenance, plus Oliver's oversight. When inexperienced leadership took over, rapid expansion led to poor employee retention and declining quality. For sustainable scaling, identify and preserve your key success drivers, whether they're chefs, indispensable people, or ingredients, replicable elements. People-dependent models inherently limit scaling potential. Organizations must align economic and psychological incentives while minimizing compliance costs. Founder involvement and clear communication of the mission's purpose help maintain fidelity. Even digital technologies face human behavior challenges. O-Power Smart Thermostat proved this when customers reverted to wasteful habits, negating energy savings. The key lesson? Adoption doesn't ensure compliance. Successful scaling requires designing for human limitations through real-world testing. In 1965, Ralph Nader's expose on automotive safety led to mandatory seatbelts. Economist Sam Peltzman later discovered these hadn't reduced highway deaths. Drivers felt safer and took more risks. This Peltzman effect shows how safety measures can have unintended consequences. This demonstrates how choices create spillover effects, where one group's actions impact others. When social dynamics intersect with economic incentives, unexpected outcomes emerge. The Flossmoor Firebirds fundraising experiment illustrated this clearly. Solicitors paid $15 an hour initially outperformed $10 hour workers when mixed. However, when workers earned $10 an hour without knowing about pay differences, both groups performed equally. The gap stemmed from awareness of wage disparity, not the wages themselves. At our Chicago Heights Early Childhood Center, treatment program children unconsciously transferred skills to control group peers through daily interactions. This effect grew stronger among neighbors, creating a multiplier effect that enhanced our program's impact. Such network effects, whether in education, social media, or vaccination programs, demonstrate how interconnected systems can create exponential growth at scale. Arrival's ambitious scientific wellness program combined genetic testing, blood work, microbiome analysis, and personalized coaching. Despite strong scientific backing, the company failed due to fundamental cost issues. At $3,500 annually, Arrival's lab testing and coaching overhead limited adoption. Even after dropping prices to $1,200 in 2018, they attracted only 2,500 clients, insufficient for survival. The company closed in April 2019. Adam Smith's economies of scale explain this dynamic. When average costs decrease with output, like with iPhones, companies can lower prices while maintaining profits. Conversely, diseconomies of scale occur when costs rise with production due to resource constraints. For social interventions to scale, benefits must exceed costs. Programs with high per-person costs rarely expand, as funders seek maximum impact per dollar. The Chicago Heights Early Childhood Center illustrates this principle. We initially wanted elite teachers, but realized specialized workers become costlier at scale. Instead, we designed our curriculum for average teachers to ensure realistic expansion. Perfection is the enemy of scale. Replicating programs requires sacrificing perfection for viability. No matter how innovative, ideas become unscalable when costs exceed returns. I started as a collegiate golfer with PGA Tour dreams, but pivoted to economics after facing reality, despite 149 rejections from 150 job applications post-PhD. Economics, unlike golf, offered true scalability for impact. Knowing when to quit is essential for scaling success. Opportunity costs, what we sacrifice by choosing one path, often become apparent only when alternatives emerge. Diminishing returns signal time to reconsider. We must evaluate not just if an idea can scale, but if we're the right people to scale it. David Ricardo's comparative advantage principle suggests focusing where we're most efficient relative to others. Though we should pursue our strengths, we often commit to goals where we lack comparative advantage. Many ventures fail from not understanding their unique strengths. We resist quitting to avoid feeling like failures, particularly after significant investment. Fear of change keeps us in familiar territory, though major life changes often lead to greater happiness.
Thomas Edison demonstrated strategic abandonment, discarding thousands of weak ideas before his breakthroughs. Sometimes the wisest choice is leaving a promising idea for one with greater potential impact.